This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. So we got five clips we're going to try to fire off in this next segment. It may roll into the segment after this. We'll see. I don't even remember which one we're rolling first. Just roll it. I'll hear it, and then we'll have fun with it.
All right. I'll go with the order that you did.
Okay.
This is cool. I don't know what to do. Do I make like an opening statement or something? I'll just take questions, I guess.
Okay, so that's Luke Lindenmeyer, his first ever press conference. Again, some of these clips are rolling over from last week. All right, we didn't get a chance to get to him last week. I remember my first ever press conference. I don't think I even spoke. Like, I was not going, I knew I was answering questions. I was not, you got to keep in mind, I was much, much different. I probably speak more words in one show than I did an entire month at that age. All right, and I was terrified of public speaking. I was terrified of speaking in general. I was incredibly shy. And when I get nervous, I sweat a ton. So I basically just stood up there, mad that Keith asked me to do it, mad that I said yes. And then I'm just standing there, and I refuse to say anything, and I'm just sweating bullets. I don't remember anything beyond that. So he did much better than I did. He was delightful and engaging and didn't know what to do. But, man, he's done great at the press conferences. I just thought it's a glimpse into the mind of a player. Like, these are human beings. Like, no, they're not robots that go up there. He's like, I don't know what to do. And I thought that was great because I could relate. Now, he had a much more jovial demeanor than I did. I really didn't want to be up there. I think he did. He was just like, I don't know what to do. Do I make an opening statement or what happens here? I thought that was just kind of like a little insightful look as to a player from an off the field, more of a normal human being perspective. All right. I do know what the next one is. Now, from what I'm told, you and I could not hear this when it aired on Friday. Okay. This is the comedian, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I am told that it played and people thought it was hilarious. We're going to play it again because apparently people liked it. I think it's hilarious. And entrapment is just a dangerous thing. Entrapment is not cool. This guy was put in a no-win situation. All right, Jake, roll the clip.
I feel like my girlfriend is trying to trick me, okay? A lot of times she'd be trying to trick me because she came in the other day on Instagram and she goes, John, do you think this girl's hot? Do you think this girl is hot? And I was like, no. And she goes, well, people think we look similar. And now I'm depressed. Okay.
Dude, there's no right answer. You can't give a right answer to that question. You can't do that to a guy if you're a girl. So if your girl, friend, your wife, your fiance, whoever, significant other ever holds up somebody else and says, are they hot? The default answer is no. How are you supposed to know that they've been told? As she says, she looks like them. There's no win answer. What would you do in that situation, Jake? You can't get that answer right.
Yeah, you just got to pick your battles at times. I'd probably say, yeah, well, she doesn't look as good as you. I mean, you got to go jump right into it. I've had some time to think about it. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that off the top of my head.
That's a pretty swift response right there.
Yeah.
No, she's not hot because she doesn't look as good as you.
I just don't see it. You look way better.
Wow.
I don't know.
You're going to be married for a very long time, Jake. I need to start taking notes from you. All right. And people want to chime in and react to some of these press conference clips or anything we said during the first segment where we're giving our final reactions to Akron curb stomping. I'm sorry, Nebraska curb stomping Akron. Go ahead and text in. What is that number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Are there any texts at this point or should we roll to the next clip?
There are no texts, but I did want to ask you because we played Lindenmeyer. Did you see his big moment this weekend?
Oh, yes. So getting engaged.
Yeah.
Dance team? Was she on the dance team? I've seen the pictures.
I believe cheerleader, maybe dance team. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was one of those two. And very cool. Asked her, his girlfriend, after the game was over on the field, proposed to her. It looked like she said yes to me. I mean, there was a lot of celebration, a lot of people around. I assumed that she said yes. And I thought that was pretty cool. Rule said he knew about it before the game. All right, so first of all, it's a good thing Nebraska won. That goes over different if they lose. It wasn't even close. Obviously, Nebraska won, but that was a pretty cool thing. I will say this. Somebody sent me something. Okay, you just got to look at this through the glass of a positive and funny mindset because it was literally just roll with me on this. All right, it's a happy Monday. This person said, literally, Dylan Raiola will do anything he can to be like Patrick Mahomes, even have his tight end propose and take a picture with his, his girlfriend, then fiance. And it's literally a picture of Kelsey kissing Swift with all those memes, and then Lindenmeyer kissing his now fiance. And it's like almost the exact same picture. And I was just like, all right, Dylan had nothing to do with this, but that is pretty funny. I don't know. I thought that that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, all right. You got to take it when it's there.
All right. What's next? What's the next clip?
Let's see. Let's go to this story from Nick Saban over the weekend. Mm.
I mean, I know exactly how Bill feels because I went through a very similar situation at the Cleveland Browns. We go to Michigan State. The first game we play against is Nebraska, and they just came off of winning the national championship. They've got Lawrence Phillips.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a couple of good players, you know, Mohsin Mohammed, Tony Banks, but not that caliber. So we go in this game and we get beat like 56-7.
Wow.
And I'm on the sideline saying, we may never win a game here. We're horrible. I mean, we couldn't tackle anybody. Yeah. I mean, it was awful. So I know exactly how Bill feels. But when I went out and shook hands with Tom Osborne after the game, he put his arm around me and he says, you're not as bad as you think. And, you know, we went on to go 6-6 and went to a bowl game, you know, with that team because we weren't as bad as we thought.
So I've heard that story a couple times. In fact, he may have even shared that on game day last year. I don't recall. So it's not the first time I've heard that. But he obviously shares it every so often over time consistently because it stuck out to him. So every time Saban shares that story, what do you think of?
It's incredible. I mean, it's two of the top five college football coaches of all time sharing a moment. And Tom Osborne obviously getting the better of Saban. Saban wasn't at the peak of his game at that point. But, you know, it's just an incredible moment because, you know, I don't know. Tom probably had to do that more than once. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know if it was something that was unique to that situation, but that goes on for Nick Saban to have the success that he has and for it to mean what it means to him. It's incredible. I just think it's an incredible story. And again, just a brief moment of maybe what kind of helped Saban. And again, there's a lot more that came to it than Saban, hearing that from Tom Osborne, but you could feel kind of how he's telling about how down he felt about the team at that time.
Yeah. Like I said, that's something he shared multiple times in the past and there's a reason for it. Man, two of the top five all time. I didn't even think about that. Probably, dude, two of top three. Do I say two of top two? That's a heck of a conversation there. But he's like, I know how Bill feels to a degree. Now, you and I never chatted about North Carolina, TCU, and what happened a week ago on Monday, the slaughter in Chapel Hill. Mm. Now, part of that is North Carolina has an insanely easy schedule. TCU was a 9-win team a year ago with a lot of guys back and a good head coach. I don't know if they're like a college football playoff team, but they're a Big 12 championship contender because of the 16 teams in that conference. About 14 of those teams are right there because that's how that conference is built. Rest in peace to Arizona State. How do you go lose to the worst team in the SEC if you're the Pac Big 12 favorite? Rest in peace to the Pac-12 too. This is a non-conference game, so maybe they go on and win the Big 12 again this year. I don't know. But you probably talked about it. Bill had never given up more than 47 points or only one time in his career in the NFL, 500-plus NFL games, and his first college game gives up 48, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they have an insanely easy schedule. They have really one really good team left on their schedule. They play the five, like the preseason predicted five worst teams in the ACC. They play those teams. They play one team in the preseason top 30, that's Clemson. That's the one tough game they have left. TCU was not in the preseason top 30, albeit the second toughest team they'll play this year outside of Clemson. So there's a chance for them to bounce back. But it's interesting, when I say college is different than the NFL, it is. When a college coach goes to the NFL and they do great like Harbaugh, that's awesome. I still don't equate it to how you're going to do in college if you haven't been in college yet. When you know, Matt Rhule, he'll openly talk about how it was rough at Carolina. Saban at the Dolphins, we just called him and Osborne, two of the top five, top three, top two greatest coaches of all time. Urban goes to Jacksonville, and what happened to Jacksonville happened to Urban and everything else. Again, if you're going to talk about greatest college football coaches of all time, I just named some of them, from Saban to Urban. Obviously, Osborne didn't coach in the NFL. But the reverse, just because you're a great NFL coach, like Bill Callahan is a very good position coach. He even took as a head coach the Raiders to the Super Bowl. Now he got fired, but that doesn't equate to college success. You look at Bill, we're one game in. We're one game in. I will say this, they've got over 70 new players, which was pointed out to me on X about 70,000 times, by the way. So they may be the most improved team in the country by the end of the year because he is a good coach. He's got to learn college, though. You got to keep in mind, Saban and Belichick are the same age. All right, one looks a lot younger, but they're the same age. Saban got out because of what college football turned into. He even said so. Players would come into his office. They didn't want to talk about getting better. They wanted to talk about how much they were getting paid. And he said, I can't continue to build a program like this, and I can't continue to develop players like this, because that's what he wanted to do. Belichick has never coached in college. Now, his dad did at North Carolina, which is a tie to North Carolina for Bill. But he's trying to figure this out in his 70s for the first time ever. And it's drastically different than the NFL. And he came into college like he came in. I don't think he took it seriously enough. And it got exposed. College success or lack thereof does not equate to NFL success or lack thereof, and vice versa. They're very, very, very different games. All right. So what's the next clip? You know, how many clips we got left? Is it three or two?
We got two clips left.
So we got two clips left. Let's go to break. We will react to the last two clips. And if we have time, we'll talk about how I went 4-1 of my picks. And we might spend all of hour two on that. Is that okay with you?
That sounds about right.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.